It is a hired third party housekeeping agency. As per contract, manpower in uniform is provided in shifts with a supervisor. So it's normally a third party agreement. The agreements are normally done by head office or regional office. The housekeeping staff is provided with the uniform. So normally they have gloves, they have apron. So the maintenance person needs to see the grooming aspect of the housekeeping as well. The grooming is very important. The housekeeping staff should be neat and clean. He has to, if it's a male housekeeping guy, he has to have, he should be properly shaved, a proper uniform, neat and clean uniform has to be worn. In case of ladies, she should have a bun in her hair and proper ironed uniform is used. So all this again comes under the purview of the store maintenance guy. Also, all the housekeeping person reports to a supervisor. The supervisor reports to the store maintenance person or the admin person at the store. Detailed housekeeping checklists are maintained. So again, a checklist is provided by the housekeeping agency, plus there is an in-house checklist. Normally the pointers are similar, they overlap in each other. The end result should be the store should be neat and clean, spick and span. Staff is provided with cleaning aids like brooms, brushes, dusters and other cleaning agents. So quite self-explanatory. So all this housekeeping material is being provided by the agency or the store team purchase that. There must be designated area for dustbins and necessary communication should be also placed near same. So there is a communication where they will keep a mop or well they will keep the liquids. So normally housekeeping material is kept away from the distribution panel or the electric panel. So there is area demarcated where they cannot keep such products, hazardous products next to the electricity. So there are areas which are demarcated for dustbins and there is a communication and they need to adhere to it. For wet garbage, bins must be covered lids to prevent any foul smell. So normally what housekeeping team does, they segregate dry waste and the wet waste. So in case of wet garbage, it has to have a lid so that the foul odor doesn't come and it doesn't lead to a customer dissatisfaction. Following the reason why housekeeping plays a greater role, parking area, first impression is the best impression as customers are exposed to parking area first and then the store area. So the housekeeping team needs to ensure when the car comes in, there is no litter, there is no leaflets lying over there, there is no parking tickets lying, it is dust free, it is mopped, it's clean. So that is the first touch point where the customer comes in. So that area has to be spick and span. Neat and clean parking areas give signal to customer of clean interiors. So as it said, it is the first impression. So when a customer comes in the car, he sees the parking area is neat and clean, it's litter free. So it gives an impression that yes, even the store interiors would be similar and he would have a positive shopping experience. Parking area should be free of litter, dustbin must be placed and also emptied every hour as needed. So again, it is a part of checklist. Every hour the housekeeping person needs to go ensure that the dustbins are emptied on regularly basis. Enter area should be free of dust. So mopping, regular dusting has to happen, mopping has to happen. Sweeper must clean the place every few hours throughout the day. Since it's a parking area, there is because of air, there is a lot of dust which comes in. So the sweepers needs to ensure that it's litter free, it's clean throughout the day. Landscaping around the premises must be maintained without any overgrowth. So landscaping is basically if there is a garden or if there are trees available. So with the help of a gardener, it needs to be trimmed and it has to be ensured that it gives nice look and feel for the customer. Windows and doors. If a window and doors are inviting, there is a greater likelihood of customer walking inside the store rather than choosing just to pass by and find another store. So normally if there are windows and doors which are part of the store entrance, then it has to be a welcoming thing. It should excite the customer looking at the windows and at the door. He needs to see, okay, there is something there for me in the store, and that would invite or that would attract customer to enter in the store. So that again, the show window, the mannequins has to be appropriate, the theme should be correct, it should be dirt free, it should be neat and clean. So it will tempt customer to walk inside and check what all the store is offering. In case if it's the window and doors are not done properly, the customer will just have a look and probably they will move away from that store and they might go to a competitor. Windows and door must be clean and in good working condition. So as I said, the store maintenance person needs to walk with the checklist. So he starts from the entrance of the door, takes a walk, checks all the gondolas, all the lights, music system, PA system, announcement. He also checks the fire extinguisher. So all this checklist, all the pointers are included, and this also covers windows and door. It has to be neat and clean and in good working condition. Below point must be adhered to, glass door, facade and partition must be cleaned at regular intervals using glass cleaner. So again, there's a housekeeping material available, there are glass cleaner available, so the glass needs to be cleaned at regular interval with the glass cleaner. Hand mark must be wiped and removed. So normally we have a tendency where there are handles available, but we don't use the handle, we use the hand to push the door, and there are fingerprint marks on the glass door. So the housekeeping team in the morning, or the maintenance guy, when he takes his morning walk, the store walk with the checklist, he needs to ensure that this glasses are cleaned everywhere where there are hand remarks. So hand mark must be wiped and removed using a glass cleaner. Following are the areas where housekeeping guys plays a greater role. Floor condition must be stable and clean as customers walk on same and I focus on products. So normally we have, there are tiles on the floor, and the maintenance person needs to ensure that the mopping, once the dry dusting is done, the wet mopping is done, it, the floor is it's not wet. Otherwise the customer normally have an eye on the product, so they are walking with a trolley and their eyes are on the rack, so they are not keeping their eyes on the floor. So in the floor, the store maintenance team need to ensure that customer doesn't slip on it. The floor is neat and clean. After the wet mopping, probably a dry mopping has to happen, and it has to dry faster so that customer doesn't slip and they don't injure themselves. Floor must be swept clean to remove any dust or dirt. Floor must also be wet mopped to remove any stains and give a neat and tidy look. Put a wet floor sign when mopping is done on to avoid accidental slip by customers or staff. So normally when the wet mop is done, there are signages which is given, which is written wet floor on both the sides. So normally you would have seen in the malls. So it's normally a yellow color signage with something like this, and wet floor is written on both these sides. So a customer will, whenever the customer or staff sees that the floor is wet, so they take proper precaution and they keep an eye on the floor rather than looking at the racks or the products, and which will result into a smooth, good customer experience, as well as they will not injure themselves. If it's a food store, the floor must be scrubbed and washed with proper material to remove the accumulated stains and dirt, and then sanitized dough. So if it has a bakery in the store, or if it has a food store, if the customers are, if they are eating something, so there are stains normally when the customer or staff eat something, if the customer eats something, then there are chances of food store, then the chances of getting the milk getting spoiled or being thrown, if there is a damage, or if the bottle of jam breaks down, so there is a stain on the floor. It needs to be removed using a stain remover. It has to be cleaned and proper air freshener need to be used. Below point must be adhered to for door mats and floor mats well placed must be cleared for the accumulated dirt at regular intervals. So normally door mats and floor mats are avoided, but in case of rainy season, if there is a floor mat, then it needs to be cleaned on regular basis. Accumulated dirt needs to be cleaned. Use of detergents, use of chemicals has to be done, and it has to be done on a regular basis. Normally there are carpets in the trial room, so again it becomes a part of store maintenance team. There is an annual maintenance contract where the agency comes, they clean the carpet. That is also included in the below pointer door mats and the floor mats as well. Floor must be neat and clean, organized before store opening. No crates or carton must be lying around. So normally all the store, if the store opening time is 11 o'clock, there is a standard operating procedure. There should be no cartons post 11 o'clock, or there should be no cartons or crates during the store trading hours. So that SOP needs to adhere to 100%. Any deviation in that will leave a bad impression on customers. If the products have just been listed on floor and stackaging on the crates and carton must be moved to a side of the aisle so that customer and trolley movement is not obstructed. So normally there are racks, some like this, they are kept like this, or they are kept in this way, and if the store receives stocks, then the floor person needs to do is remove the products in a crate or a carton and ensure that the remaining is kept at the starting of the gondola or the rack. If it's the racks are this way, he needs to place it this way. The racks are this way, he needs to put the extra cartons over there, thereby ensuring that it doesn't create obstruction for the customers, or when the customers are moving the trolley, so it doesn't hamper the customer movement and it helps into customer buying more products. Following areas where housekeeping plays a greater role, again, wall, ceiling and appliances already covered. So every nook and corner of the store needs to be neat and clean, spick and span. Like doors and floors, wall, ceiling and appliances must maintain spick and span. It has to be neat and clean, dusting has to happen. wet mop has to be done on the floor, white cloth to be used for the racks, mannequin needs to be neat and clean. So all this covers basically entire store. Wall and ceiling must be kept clean of stain marks and cobwebs. So in case of cobweb, they need to use a proper long handle mop. They need to ensure that all cobwebs are removed. Now in cases, normally there is an AC casing available. So a deep cleaning needs to be done for that. So once in a month, the store management team needs to get in touch with the maintenance guy at the store, maintenance person at the store, and he needs to do probably a early shift or a night shift. He needs to call the supervising team, arrange for a ladder. Somebody has to climb and clean that AC casing as well. So there is normally an AC pipe, there is an AC duct. So there is dust accumulated on that. So that also needs to be cleaned, and it is the responsibility of store maintenance person that once in a month deep cleaning is done. Walls must be kept free of unwanted posters or stickers, and resident morning a store maintenance person takes a walk. So he checks the if there is any sellotape marks or unwanted residual stains are there. So that needs to be cleaned using cleaners. There are different chemicals available, and ensure that the store is spick and span. Fans, light, exhaust fan must be cleaned during the leaner part of the month and the day. So normally most of the stores nowadays have ACs, air conditioners, but some store might have a fan. So if there is a fan kept for the customer, he needs to ensure that it's neat and clean, the dust is removed, it's spick and span, the lights and exhaust fumes, exhaust fans are cleaned during the leaner period. So normally the third week when the customer flow is less, they need to ensure, or before store opening hours or after the store opening hours, the deep cleaning has to happen. Trolleys and basket, these are handled by customers and removed and remain within throughout the present in store. It's very necessary to maintain this clean at all times. So normally the trolleys have wheels in front and the wheels in the back. The maintenance person needs to ensure that the wheels are neat and clean, the any dust accumulated is removed. So probably once in 10 days or once in 15 days, this tires needs to be cleaned appropriately so that it doesn't hamper the trolley movement when a customer has bought a lot of merchandise. With this normally happens with regards to the hypermarkets. So the whenever a customer has bought grocery for one whole month, the trolley is normally very heavy. So if the tires are not cleaned on a regular basis, it will hamper the trolley movement and it will result in irritation for customer, and he or she will not buy. Trolleys and baskets must be washed once in a week on rotation as per schedule. So as I said, trolleys and basket needs to be neat and clean, the tires needs to be clean. So there's a schedule, so it can be done within 7 days, week, within a week, within a month, fortnightly. So store to store, it depends how they want to do it. Balanced trolleys and basket that are not under wash for a day must be cleaned and with a dry cloth before store opening. So normally if a store has 100 trolleys and 100 basket and 50 are being used and 50 are kept in the back warehouse. So if they are not being used, then the dry dusting has to happen. In case whatever is used needs to be deep cleaned. So again, it's quite it's a very self-explanatory sentence. You know, I don't have to elaborate much on that. So fixtures, products are displayed on store fixtures. When a customer is doing shopping and looking out for products, display fixture fall in line of sight and hence must be maintained neat and clean. So normally it is the responsibility of store salesperson and the housekeeping team. So if the products are stacked, they need to work as a team. The store person removes the product, the housekeeping person cleans the racks and he places back. So all this activity as a teamwork will result into floor fixtures looking nice, store fixtures looking nice, which are appropriate, the stacking is appropriate, and again it would result into good customer shopping experience. Bays and shelves must be cleaned on daily in off-peak hours on rotational basis so that every bay gets cleaned at least once a week. So all the bays shelf needs to be cleaned on regular basis. So again, it covers, as I said, there is a checklist. When a store admin person takes a walk, so he also checks whether the racks or the bays are clean, the shelf, the aisles are clean, the bays are clean, the shelves are neat and clean, the dusting has happened. So it's covering the same point again. The shelf must be emptied and then cleaned with a wet mop. Cleaning must always from top to bottom. So as I said, the store salesperson will remove the product, the housekeeping will clean the racks, the shelf. It has to be emptied. So once the salesperson removes it, the housekeeping person cleans it, he put it back. Normally cleaning must follow from top to bottom. So though normally if a gondola has four shelves, so the cleaning will start from the topmost and they will go down. So that's the order they need to follow. Fruit and vegetable racks and heapers must be cleaned with wet cloth every morning, at least once a week. This must be washed with appropriate soap. So morning before the fruits and vegetables are kept in the racks and the heapers, they need to be cleaned. It has to be dusted. A wet cloth has to be used so that there is no dust, and it gives a nice feel when the fruits and vegetables are displayed. And once in a week, appropriate detergent has to be used, probably on a lesser customer entry or on a Tuesdays or Wednesdays before store trading hours. It has to be cleaned with appropriate soap. Freezer and chillers must be cleaned on rotation basis. So as I said, normally Saturday and Sunday customer entry is higher. So the maintenance person need to ensure that the chillers and freezers, the filters of this, are clean on Friday so that the cooling is appropriate, and it has to be neat and clean. So once in a month or once in a week, the chiller freezer needs to be emptied. It has to be cleaned with a wet cloth, with a detergent. Proper care has to be taken. So all these things are mentioned in the checklist which the store maintenance person needs to adhere to. Asset that has to be cleaned must be switched off previous night and material removed to another asset. So in case if there is a maintenance, cleaning has to happen, the store maintenance person needs to remove the products from the freezer. Probably there are freezer and chillers, and there are smaller freezers available. So they need to remove the product, put it in another freezer, switch it off before cleaning in, and ensure once it's clean, it's up and running and it's providing good customer experience. In bakery section, all dispensing machines for cold drink, tea or coffee or softy ice cream must be cleaned with soap every day, with soap water every morning. So again, a self-explanatory sentence. So any dispensers, tea, coffee dispensers needs to be opened, needs to be cleaned on a regular basis with soap and water so that there is no pests, there are no cockroaches in that. Normally in hypermarket, because of food products, it attracts a lot of pests, cockroaches or rodents. So once this cleaning is done, it will ensure that, also along with the pest control, it's ensured that the store doesn't have any pest in the store. Display cabinets must be emptied and cleaned. So normally there are display cabinets, there is food displayed for customer, what is available on the menu. So those cabinets needs to be neat and clean. If it's a glass cabinet, glass cleaner has to be used. Glass on display cabinet must be wiped with wet cloth every few hours. So in case of frozen product, there is water, there is normally because of sweating. So it has to be cleaned with a dry cloth or with a wet cloth every few hours. Trays for keeping pastries and savories must be cleaned with soap water every day. Also, sauce dispenser must be washed on daily basis. Products that get spoiled by rodents and pests have to be withdrawn from the shelf and eaten off. So in case of hypermarkets, if there's a dump, or there is a fruits and vegetable, or in case of leftover food, it needs to be dumped. It has to be thrown with proper approvals, and once the dump is ascertained, the value has to be written off. Proper accounting happens, and it's thrown out on a designated place demarcated by the municipality. Apart from the monetary impact, nuisance due to rodents and foul smell can irritate the customer. So in case if there are rodents, if the store maintenance person has not done pest control, there are rodents. Which now, because of the nuisance, they have eaten the product, they have spoiled male products, or they have eaten chocolates, the wrappers are lying over there. And normally their tendency is wherever there are rats, so once they eat, they will spread the, they will create a nuisance. So all these things need to be under control. And if there is a foul smell coming up because of the rodent, then it leaves a dissatisfied customer, and he or she will not come to the store again for shopping, and it will lead the competitors getting more business. Sensing quality concerns in food store, customer may shift to competition, which might be a bigger loss by denting hard-earned reputation and brand image. So in case if the store is not smelling correct, the taps are leaking, tile and latches are not fixed, furniture is chipped off, air condition is not providing temperature, music is not soothing, it's loud, it's jarring, it's blasting, cards not wishing, the shelves are dirty. So all these things will lead to a dent to the store margins, to the store profit, since it takes months, years, weeks to build an image, to build a brand, and it will all get lost in a few moments if all these parameters are not covered. So once, twice, thrice the customer experiences the same, then it becomes a perception, the customer goes to competitor, hence the goodwill which is made gets lost. And so last point is, hence the store maintenance, proper housekeeping standard, hence to the store should maintain proper housekeeping standard at all times. Despite all efforts, at times due to another non-controllable external factors, there is still chances of infestation or pest or an issue, then the store should resort to proactive approach to regular fumigation and pest control activity in store. So in case there are rodents in the store, then they need to call a pest control agency, they need to put gum boards, they need to put rat traps, and the proactive steps needs to be taken by the store maintenance team with approval, with proper approvals. There's a cost involved, so he needs to involve the regional office or the head office, because since the cost is involved, approvals have to be taken. So proactiveness has to be shown, external agency should be called, rodent needs to be removed, fumigation has to happen so that there is no pest, there are no cockroaches. So it would incur a cost, but again, yes, it's an investment. Since it's a pest-free store, the customer would like to come again. There are specialized expert agencies who take annual maintenance contracts on nominal charges. So in case normally a store has annual maintenance contract for pest, for cockroaches, for lizards, but it doesn't have a rodent control AMC. So in case if there's a rodent, then they need to hire an agency, pay a nominal charge and ensure that the rodents and the rats are removed from the store. The store head is expected to personally get involved in ensuring this is done at the store regularly. So normally when a store manager comes in the morning shift or the second shift, he takes a walk, he goes to the warehouse, backstock, he checks the bakery, he checks the food products, and in case there are rat droppings, so he sees, okay, there is a rat, they probably, he has a meeting with the store maintenance person and ensures that everything is under control and it provides a superior experience to the customer. Drinking water, each retail store has a drinking water facility for customer with a cooler or a bottle dispenser installed at appropriate place in the store. So one of the customer convenience touch point is water cooler or water dispenser. Again, it has to be neat and clean, probably disposable glass has to be available at all times, and there should be an RO or water purifier system available. In case if it's bottled water or it's a mineral water or a distilled water, filtered water, it needs to be replaced on regular basis. It should not lead to any customer inconvenience. RO system must be serviced as per AMC and filters replaced at time. So in case there is a water cooler and there is an RO system affixed to it, the maintenance person, again, it's a part of his checklist. He needs to ensure the filters are clean and the service at regular intervals. Water tank must be cleaned at least once in a month. So there is a part of checklist. Water tank needs to be cleaned once in a month. Water cooling system must be checked so that proper cold water is dispensed. Disposable glasses must be placed in adequate quantity. So before store opening hours, the maintenance person needs to check whether the disposable glasses are loaded or where they are installed, it's replenished and it's there for the customer. In case it gets over by 2 or 3 p.m. then there is again in the second half of the shift, he needs to go take a round check whether the disposable glasses are available or not. Drainage must be proper and clean, so there is a drainage pipe with the cooler, it has to be neat and clean, there should be no dust, it should not be leaking. Dustbin with the plastic bag must be placed to throw the used glasses. So normally when there is a water cooler, there has to be a dustbin which when the customer can dispose the used glasses. It also have designated area for separate gents and ladies washroom. So again, the washroom needs to be clean, had to be clean, neat and clean. Toilets must be clean every hour. So there should be a room freshener used. The tap should not be leaking. The faucet should be clean. The latches of the washroom should be clean. So a separate checklist for toilet cleaning is pasted on inside the toilet door, which has to be adhered to in order to ensure hourly cleaning cycle. So the maintenance person should go, there is a checklist provided to the housekeeping supervisor which he fills on hourly basis, and randomly the store management, the store maintenance person as well as the store manager needs to go and check whether it's being adhered to or not. Proper cleaning aids and materials to be provided, fresheners must be installed in the washroom. So as I said, there are proper toilet fresheners available, so that has to be there. There should no fall odor should come. Normally they have an exhaust fan, so it has to be The exhaust fan should be working in a working condition. Toilet rolls and tissue paper must be refilled in time. So before store trading hours, the store housekeeping supervisor needs to ensure toilet rolls and tissue papers are available for customers. Hand dryer must be in proper working condition. So in case the fan dryer is not working, the store maintenance person needs to get it repaired. So with this, all the points, we need to ensure that the housekeeping, the store maintenance team, with the part of his checklist, ensures a good customer service and experience. Being a proactive, once he's a proactive, he needs to ensure that the store is dust free, neat and clean. It's a pest free. It's welcoming customers. It's normally like a customer is a guest, somebody coming at your home. So when a guest comes, you check, first thing is you check whether your house is not messy. So this is also applicable to the store operations. When a customer comes in, he or she expects that all product would be neat and clean, available as per the size, as per the sizes or as per the display. The store ambience has to be nice, the music has to be good, AC is providing proper cooling. So it leads to a superior customer experience. The customer gets the product, he or she gets the product they want, they enjoy that product, they go home. If the store gives good service, they go out, they tell 10 more people, and hence it results into brand building or a goodwill and a repeat business to the store. Thank you.